Welcome to Travel with Vineet. We will be bringing you short travel stories. Also, share travel and photography tips. Here is the host, Vineet Pal.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Vineet, and you are listening Travel with Vineet. I'm a travel and portrait photographer. I have been to 48 countries and people always ask me about what camera they should buy. I get so many messages in Instagram and Facebook. So I thought, why not to make a podcast about this? Tips to help you purchase a digital camera. Before you invest in a digital camera, make sure you follow a checklist. This will help you organize your need and wants. Before investing in a camera, don't forget to do your homework. You can choose from a lot of models, since digital cameras vary by price and a lot of other factors, making the decision can be confusing for you. In this podcast, I am going to share with you a few tips that can help you choose the best compact camera. So the first thing is, talk to others. Before you go to a camera store, you should talk to your friends. According to the latest study, more than 30% of Indian households have at least one digital camera. Therefore, discussing the matter with others will help you benefit from their knowledge and experience. If a member of your family already owns a camera, they can give you useful tips to get the right model. Find out how you are going to use the camera. For example, if you need a camera to shoot nature photos, get a compact camera. Also, you know compact camera by point and shoot camera with a big zoom lens. In the same way, if you are going to shoot your kids playing, a digital camera with a large zoom lens and a quicker response time will be a better choice. On the other hand, if you want to shoot in a low light conditions, you should get a camera that can do well in the low light environment. You may also want to consider the type of prints you are going to make. The majority of digital camera offers high resolution, so you can get large printout without any problem. The size of your printout is directly related to the resolution of your camera. Second thing comes into my mind is size of the camera. Based on your preference, you can buy either a large or a small camera, known as compact cameras. These cameras are so small that you can keep them in your pocket. It all boils down to your personal preference and your need. The third point come in my mind is read glossary. You may want to understand the term related to digital cameras. For this purpose, you can read a camera glossary. With the right knowledge, you can be able to use camera much better. The next point come in my mind is set a budget. High-end camera model cost a great deal of money. Therefore, it is much better to set a budget for you before you get out to buy your favorite digital camera. However, you can get a good quality camera for around 15,000 rupees to 20,000 rupees or $300 or less. My next point is at the store. It is not a good idea to purchase a digital camera that is more powerful and expensive than you need. For beginners, it is much better to purchase a point and shoot camera. Once you have gained some experience, you can opt for an advanced model to improve your photography skills. So guys, this was my tips for buying a new camera, and I always tell my friends, if you are not a photographer, go and buy point and shoot cameras. Don't go for other things. Don't go for DSLR. If you don't know what is DSLR, please don't run blindly and buy a DSLR. It will cost you a lot in a long run. I will highly recommend you. I will highly recommend you to buy a point and shoot camera. That is enough if you are not a professional photographer. You can buy a nice digital point and shoot camera for around 30,000 rupees. I think it will start with 8,000 or 5,000 rupees, but I will suggest you to buy over 15 to 20,000 rupees cameras. If you were thinking about buying a DSLR that cost around 50,000 minimum, then I think buying a 15 to 20,000 rupees point and shoot camera will worth the money. And again, thank you for listening my podcast. I will come up with a new episode very soon. Till then, bye bye.
Thank you for listening. To support the podcast, share with others, post on social media, and be sure to tag us. I would love to hear from you. Find me on Twitter at Vinit Sipi and Instagram at nomadicvinit and nomadvinit.com.